Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 20, please.
Number 20 is from the Department of Administrative Services, Corporation Counsel, and the Office of Personnel Review Board, and the Department of Labor Relations, requesting authorization to amend the General County Ordinances 17.207 as it pertains to the grievance procedure. This item is laid over in the March cycle.
Director Musil.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This particular procedure, this is our third attempt to move this through the committee, and I just want to briefly share a little bit of history behind it. Act 10 requires us to, at a minimum, develop a grievance procedure for two types of issues. One is safety-related concerns. The other is any alleged violation of ordinance. So initially, when we put forward the grievance procedure back several months ago, we included those two items. There was concern about, in particular, the last two rounds, well, what about employees who are being suspended? And that was something we kind of have heard loud and clear, that that's something that just has been a sticking point. So this next version that we're putting through, and the amended version, if you look at page 271, there's a very brief synopsis of our open communications policy and grievance procedure for the handbook. But the change that we're putting forward is allowing for grievances on suspensions that are 5 days and longer. Currently, employees who have been under the civil service, for example, can only grieve these types of suspensions that are beyond 10 days. So we're now putting that back to 5 days as a way to sort of move this forward and move in the direction that I think might be more palatable to folks. So that's what's before you right now.
Thank you, Director. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Lipscomb.
I would move layover of the item until September cycle. I would just add to these points that, you know, I think the department has at least recognized some of the issues that have been raised since it was first introduced, and I appreciate that. But I think it would benefit from the broader discussion and process that might develop through as I alluded to before, a meet and confer process. And as illustration of that, I would give you the city of Milwaukee, which not only had a meet and confer process, but has already moved forward on a grievance procedure and did so essentially without controversy. So this illustrates the trouble we're having moving forward because we don't have that process in place. And so I believe that for a number of reasons, we're certainly not ready to proceed on this. I did have an amendment on the 5 days, but there are a number of interrelated issues that would also have to get taken care of with that relative to whether PRB even could take those, and all the other changes that would have to occur just within that one change to going down to 5 days from 10, much less all the other items that are excluded. So I would move layover with September 12th.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves layover to the September cycle. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, I'm not going to argue that.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I think all of us are on the same position. We want to see input from our employees. I mean, but I want to see a handbook that respects the rights of all the employees. And so, just one quick question is that, where are we in the process? I mean, I know this is it's a long-range assignment, but we can see the necessity to get rolling on these things for the discussion we're having today and we'll have yet. So, is there any way you give us a timeline or how we're doing on the handbook?
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you. Yes, actually, our initial timeline was to roll out the focus groups in the month of June. That's not happening right now. And one of the reasons for that is for us to hold focus groups, we have to have at least something to put in front of them to react to. We can't start and say, hey, everybody, you know, what do we think? We'd never get done. So the handbook right now, we've made a tremendous progress on it, but we're still vetting it through our corp counsel area to make sure what we've got so far is acceptable to at least kind of put out there and get a reaction to it. So that's, you know, it just takes time, and it's not a sham of a process or anything along those lines. We just really want the employees. I mean, that's why I've been talking about open communications for months now. We really do want that. It's not to make the decisions and then say, you know, hey, everybody, you're on board, right? It really is to get the reaction. We've got to get it in front of them. We're almost there.
Okay, then my follow-up quick question would be, I mean, do you start as a basis for civil service rules, so everybody has to live under civil service rules, so that would that be the starting point to see if that makes sense to all the employees that we have? Do you understand my question?
I'm not sure that I do. In terms of using just the civil service
yes.
for all of our...
Yes.
There are a number of practices that aren't necessarily outlined in the civil service, so I think really we need to look at it holistically. It's going to take a little time to vet
that. All right, thank you. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have three cards, I believe. Anything else from supervisors? Supervisor Stanford?
Yeah, I didn't get when she said the employee handbook will almost be done. Did you say this month or next month? What did you say?
Well, our initial timeline was that the employee focus groups would take place in June,
mm-hmm.
so that we could put forward a final product to the committee in July. That's not going to happen because
okay.
we still
yes.
need to, have a little more input before we can put any ideas in front of the employees. We just need to have it a little more cleaned up.
So you don't know right at the time.
Well, and to answer that question, the other issue is the next item. There are a number of items in number 21 that will actually end up going into the handbook. So, yeah, if this committee is struggling to make decisions on that, that will also postpone the outcome and the timeline.
Okay. 2012?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it should be. I had aimed for summer, so.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
No vacations here.
Well, that's
right.
The first time we've done all that. Pulling somebody to deal with it. I have three cards. Ms. Robinson, Veronica Robinson, please. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. I just appreciate the opportunity to come here and speak very briefly. I want to start out by saying I also want to acknowledge the work that's been done on this grievance procedure. What I saw today, it leaves the grievance process in place, which in the past we were kind of removing the 1 to 10 day suspension grievance process or opportunity for that process altogether. So that is left in place. It's minimized, but it's left in place. It acknowledges that employees can grieve suspensions, which was up for debate, and I'm going to comment on that in a minute. It's linear. It's trackable. It culminates in review before an impartial hearing body. It's internal. And so there's a lot of good about it, and it looks like the department is taking a lot of the comments that they've received to heart and making some good progress.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Since you paused, would you explain your function? I'm not sure if everyone knows.
Explain what?
Your function.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm Veronica Robinson. I'm the Executive Secretary for the Personnel Review Board and the Executive Director for the Ethics Board. It's duly held. And I had come before the board before expressing some concern about the ordinance change, the proposed ordinance change to Chapter 17. Initially, when this item came before the board, the change included adding language to the ordinance that would specifically state that employees could not use the grievance procedure to grieve 1 to 10 day suspensions. And in fact, I did produce some materials to show that the Personnel Review Board has already been advised by its outside counsel that, in fact, that process can be used to grieve 1 to 10 day suspensions. So I believe it was stated that currently employees under civil service can only grieve more than 10 day suspensions. That's not accurate. It's already been, again, determined that the 17.207 process does allow employees to grieve, but the issue was that in the past that was only open to non-represented employees because represented employees had a grievance process through their bargaining agreements. Once those bargaining agreements were gone, then the question was raised, what do we do with those employees who had a grievance process through their bargaining agreements? Are we going to allow them to continue to begin bargaining now under Chapter 17, And are we going to allow them to continue to grieve these 1 to 10 day suspensions like they used to be able to do through their bargaining agreements? Or are we going to take that right away from them because the non-represented employees didn't have that right under Chapter 17? So that was kind of how this debate started. And the conclusion was that the right decision would be to not give those employees more rights than the non-represented employees had in the past. And the plan was to take those away. Again, there was some debate, although my name, the Personnel Review Board, has come up as a proponent of that. That's not exactly accurate. I came before the board and I presented information to say that that process should be used to allow all employees who would now be considered non-represented employees or employees not under a bargaining agreement to give them the opportunity to grieve 1 to 10 day suspensions under that process. Just for clarification for those who don't know, Chapter 63 of the Wisconsin State Statutes is what puts the Civil Service Commission in place, and it is also what establishes a process by which department heads can demote or dismiss employees from service. And the statute says that nothing in that statute shall prevent a department head from suspending an employee for 10 days or less, unless it's a second in 6 months. So when I'm talking about this grievance process and I'm talking about the ability to grieve a 1 to 10 day suspension, it's specifically referencing a 1 to 10 day suspension that is not a second in 6 months. Because if it is a 1 to 10 day suspension that is also a second in 6 months, it will automatically be scheduled for review by the Personnel Review Board under the state statute. So the question is, what do we do with these items that are hanging out there, 1 to 10 days, not a second in 6 months? Are we going to give the employee an opportunity to grieve them, and by what process? And what's been presented with today's materials is that, yes, we're going to give them that opportunity. We're going to clean up the process that we currently have in place under Chapter 17, and we're going to allow everyone to grieve 5 to 9 day suspensions under that process. What happens to the 1 to 4 day suspensions? And I'm not opposed to what's being presented. I think there's some really great ideas. I know there's some new people here on the board, and I just want to let the board know that the Milwaukee County Civil Service rules mimic the state statute, and they expand on the state statute, because not only do Milwaukee County Civil Service rules also state that nothing shall prohibit a department head from suspending an employee for 10 days or less, they go on to say that all of those notifications of those suspensions need to come to the Civil Service Commission, and that the Civil Service Commission, at its discretion, can review those suspensions and to conclude whether or not they want to overturn them. Back in 1978, when the Civil Service Commission had all the power, they could create their civil service rules, they could administer them, and they could conclude whether or not the administration of them, the discipline that was administered under them was correct. Way back when, those powers were separated out. Human Resources Department was created in order to administer them, and the Personnel Review Board was specifically created under Chapter 33 to handle the quasi-judicial functions of the Civil Service Commission. The rule, the Civil Service rule, by virtue of the fact that it allows the commission to investigate suspensions of 1 to 10 days, that is a function that belongs to the Personnel Review Board. So even if we leave this process in place, yes.
I'm new here, but I think the motion is to lay this over. And I don't know who's going to speak. So
the motion is to lay over. And I gave some leeway because I wanted to hear some of what was going to be said by those.
That's one of the speak to why we should lay it over.
That's fine. And the only reason why I'm telling you all of this is because I represent the Personnel Review Board. We are a three-person department, and we do all of the administrative work with the Personnel Review Board. I have not been involved in this process. At no point in time has anyone really come to my office and said, how is this going to affect the Personnel Review Board? What is the role? And I don't understand that. And I just want to come forward and let you know, this board does not, respectfully, I don't believe that this board or many people at Milwaukee County, for that matter, really understand the relationship between the civil service rules, the ordinance, and I don't know that it's going to be discussed behind the scenes. I haven't been asked to weigh in. The Personnel Review Board hasn't really been asked to weigh in. And I just wanted to give this information to the board so that whatever happens from here, you can understand that there's a nice process that's beginning. But even if you accept the process the way that it is, you're still going to have these 1 to 4 day suspensions that are going to need to be looked at. So.
Thank you very much. The motion before is to lay over until the September cycle. I wanted to hear from those who had provided cards, but nevertheless, we need to move on. And if we have to necessarily hear testimony in the future in September and afterwards, then we can do that. The motion is to lay over until the next cycle. Would you like to address that?
No, that's fine.
To the September cycle.
But I did want to hear something. Three cards have been presented to me, and Supervisor Lipscomb presented his motion, and instead of having those who have provided cards to address the layover, I just wanted to give some leeway so I could hear something before we move on. Now that we have that, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
On the motion for layover to September, Supervisor Haas?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I respect you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Pollard?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to lay over 7-1.
Thank you very much.
Real quick, Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to invite her. I'd like to invite Veronica back so I can finish listening to the whole procedure.
Well, what you can do, Supervisor, is that if you want to confer with her, then you're free to do so.
Okay.
I would have liked to have heard the whole thing, but we have to move on.